Thank you. Welcome to everyone. Thanks for being here. Today is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. I almost said 24 because I was looking at 4:30. It's not 24 yet. This is the City of South Jordan Combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency Study Meeting. We have an amended agenda that was noticed yesterday. We appreciate each of you being here. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I'm the mayor of South Jordan City with this outstanding city council seated next to me. Mr. Harris will be with us soon, and we appreciate our city administration who's here with us today as well. Mr. Harris, thank you. Thank you to each of you for being here, and we welcome any of the public with us or who will watch this later. Thank you to each of you. With that, we are going to open with an invocation by Mr. Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, very thankful that you have the opportunity to be here as city council, mayor, and city staff. We're thankful for our wonderful city and all those who lead it. And please bless us with the guidance that we need to receive to be able to do our best abilities. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Does anybody have anything you need to bring up for coordination?
Is there anything we need to talk about for Thursday?
We will be later.
That's great. Just let us know what time to be there.
And I just wanted to give you a heads up in advance that Wednesday, January 17th is a birthday for somebody in this room and also Local Officials Day for the league downtown.
So, whose birthday?
Dustin's.
Well, let's party.
It's not for a little while.
I know how you partied for my 50th birthday this year. I'm not sure I'm letting you plan anything.
No,
so I was going to say, don't we have to have a special meeting that night?
We went till,
what meeting was that?
It was a city council meeting that went till almost midnight, and it was not a pretty one.
Yeah.
So, I think we should party.
We wanted
my birthday is 5 days.
And just for the record, it's also Phil Brown's birthday that day.
Phil who?
Phil. I don't even have that on my calendar.
That was
and
a long
I try to be.
So, Mayor, am I on your calendar? That's what I
was
saying. Am I on your calendar?
Yes, you are on January 12th.
Okay.
So, anyway, just by way of note, January 17th is Local Officials Day.
Okay.
For anybody who's able to be at that, we'll talk about it again. But just wanted to give a heads up because we just got that date yesterday.
At the Capitol?
Yeah. And at the Salt Palace. You know, with where we have everybody come. Other than that, we let's move on to item D, discussion and review of our regular council meeting. We've got the agendas here. So as we had discussed previously, I'm going to excuse myself just a little bit early to try to catch my daughter's portion of her choir concert, to go hear her sing the three songs that they're their choir singing.
Good for you.
So I'm going to ask, after the Pledge of Allegiance in our regular meeting, I'll ask if we can amend the agenda to just choose a mayor pro tem for when I excuse myself halfway down the meeting, and then also to see if we can amend the agenda to swap item H1 and H2 just to save time so I can get there and hear her sing. Because it's, I mean, the concert is short, right? It ends at 8. So I want to get there in time to hear her sing. So just to see if we can swap H1 and H2, if that's okay. Okay. And then going through, we have an exciting recognition that we're looking forward to for Anna Crookston. She's kind of a big deal, you know. And she's worked really hard, and I'm really proud of her for her
certifications. She looks really sharp tonight, doesn't
I know.
She? Everybody
I
loved
know.
How sharp she looks.
She's awesome. And she has worked hard. So
why.
We're really proud of her and looking forward to recognizing her tonight. And then if we can amend the agenda to swap H1 and H2, we have on there, well, I'll just say how it's currently listed. H1 is currently authorizing a purchase policy exemption for the procurement of a city contract for water sampling testing for our Pure Sojo project without a competitive bid, without going through that. And I asked some questions about that, and I know Raymond will be prepared to talk to it tonight. But
Jason can give
you
just
a
real quick
about
60
that right
seconds.
Now
so we
understand what
for
that
the
is.
Past year, we've used the company, and the quality of the test results they use is great. But they can't get us results in time, and it's delayed us with the Division of Drinking Water. And so the engineering firm we're using, Corillo, for the reuse project, they're our consultant. They recommended a few different companies to use that have the same high standard of water quality testing. However, if we bid this, we're gonna get companies all over the place, and we won't get what we really need for the project. And so the pricing we'll get will be as competitive. We just want to go with a few select companies because we know that's going to offer us the best chance of having the highest quality test results. So it's not an issue of us going with the high bidder. It's we want to choose these strategic testing companies for the outcome of the project.
It lets us pick providers that the state trusts, and it will keep our project moving in the direction it needs to go.
With reliable results.
I thought the packet outlined really well why the needles, why it was needed.
Okay.
So that's what that is.
Yeah, thank you. All right, and then currently item H2 is a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with the various Daybreak corporations for the third amendment to the master development agreement for the Kennecott Master Subdivision number 1 project. And we've had lots of conversation about that, but this third amendment introduces nothing new that outside of what we agreed to, all of us, back in December, all parties. And that's all been sent out. We'll have more conversation about that. But. And then we have public hearings approving the consolidated annual performance and evaluation report to submit to HUD. And then rezoning a property at Bangor Highway. Does anybody want to just give a quick, I mean, it's in the information. Does anybody have any questions about that?
My only question was there any resident feedback at the open house that was held?
I would have to ask Stephen. I don't know.
Okay. That's only my only concern.
I'll get an answer for you.
There's, I can tell you, and Jason, I'm sure you know this, is that there's been some challenges at Bingham Creek with the bike courses. And so the board has been consulting with some mountain bike clubs to make sure they make some modifications to the course that makes it work better. And it seems to me like maybe we would want to engage clubs like that in our design process of this park.
Yeah. Three of our engineers are mountain bike club coaches and have
Sweet.
Direct access to those.
That's awesome.
So Ken Short, Jeremy Nielsen, Ty Montalvo, Chris Klinger are all avid mountain bikers and coach these clubs and work very closely with them. And they're the ones who've been working on designing this project. They were part of that impetus.
So we have internal experts already.
We have some of the best subject matter experts you could probably ask for to do that kind of a project.
I questioned Brad on Clavinot on that a month or so ago.
Oh,
well.
Okay.
So
great.
They did it on top of it.
That's good.
That's good to
know. Okay. Thank you. Okay. If there are no more questions or anything else we need to discuss related to our regular council meeting, which is at 6:30, I will ask, and then let me just look down the row and make sure that I don't want to miss anything. Okay. Then I will ask for a motion to recess this combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency study meeting and move us to a combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, the discussion of a business decision, the disclosure of which could cause commercial injury to or confer a competitive advantage upon a potential or actual competitor of the project entity, discussion regarding deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems, and discussion of pending or reasonably imminent litigation. Can I please get a motion to close for that?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we go to executive closed session for all of the reasons you just stated.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of moving into executive closed session for the reasons listed, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. And I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn this meeting so we can move into our regular City Council.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.